Parada Techniques. So we have someone who has gone through every single buyer that they're currently working with and created a notes page so he could record exactly what he said to that buyer and how he explained agency, et cetera, so that we know that we're following all the rules. I like it. So recommend you do that. And by the way, that is exactly what we're going to focus on, improving our buyer sit down, our disclosure principles, and our selling techniques in Columbus, Ohio, coming up May 22, limited number of seats, $99. Oh my gosh, don't even have to rent a car if you do fly in. Got it all figured out. So check it out, floydwickman.com. Invest in yourself and your selling skills, because we're going to need those selling skills. We need them right now.
Yes, Your Honor, on this day, here's what I said.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
This is what the buyer
yeah.
said.
By the way, did the buyer take any notes of what I said that was yes. time-stamped that date?
Right.
I didn't think so, but I did.
Okay, it's my turn?
Yeah.
So, we're reporting numbers, and one team member has 6 transactions this week.
Okay. This week?
So, yes.
Oh, wow.
Said, I couldn't have done it without my assistant. She really made it happen.
Yeah.
And I said, is your assistant licensed? And he said, yes, of course, he's really a team member.
Okay.
The next person up said, I like the idea of teams. I've had a team for quite a while. And I got to the point where I wanted more transactions and more income. I just didn't want to work any harder.
Right.
So I started bringing on new agents to my team. And it has become heartwarming. That was the word he used, heartwarming.
That's sweet.
And my company makes it affordable. They watch my back.
Yeah.
They take up for me when I'm not there. I feel like I'm not alone.
Okay.
I may have found somebody who will eventually take over my business.
Yeah, that's a good benefit down the road.
It's satisfying. I'm helping them grow. And I know most of them probably couldn't go it alone.
Huh. Pretty cool.
So, teams.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a giant thing. It can be you helping one or two or three people, and they help you in return. I really like that. So that's my Parada Techniques.
Well, I think we may have a theme going here, because my Ask the Experts is along the same lines.
Get out.
I know. Isn't that crazy how that works? All right. So here was the question. I'm going to just read it. Oh, yeah. So my health, said the student, I've got an infection, and it's causing me, it's a result of my lifestyle, and it's causing me to go to the doctor. The doctor put me in the hospital. I've been there, a couple of days this past week, and said, you are taking 2 days off. You need to rest. You need to recover. You need to take care of yourself. You got to quit working 7 days a week and staying up till midnight, getting the job done. So she came to the call. Isn't that sweet? Just got out of the hospital and she comes to the call. That's the kind of commitment our coaching students have. Anyway, and she says, here's my number one goal, to maintain good health without losing business, without losing my momentum. And of course, the challenge she's having is she now has to take 2 days off a week. Ah, how do I do it? I just love this. This is such a great question.
Yeah.
All right. So the first person to answer said, get an assistant. See what I mean about a theme?
Yeah.
Yeah. You need an assistant. You need someone to delegate to. You're doing things that you should not be doing. You may not continue to do because there's not enough time. So you got to find someone to do it.
She's not the only one that applies to her.
Right. Well, the second person to give advice has used blue chip transaction coordinating for well over a year.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to hear this. I'm like, stop. I need a minute to finish this. I want to write it down exactly the way you said it. She said, I've not been this free since I started in real estate.
Wow.
It's like I don't even work. When I had 12 pendings before, I thought I'd lose my mind.
Yeah.
And now I'm not afraid to have 16 or 18. I play tennis every day. My transaction coordinator is in charge of making sure everything gets done. I just go get the listing. I just go get the sales. And then it just closes. Oh, man. So if you want to know more about blue chip transaction coordinating, look at it, I'm like a walking commercial.
For almost everybody that I know that uses blue chip, it doesn't cost them a penny.
Oh, no, I know. I asked, how much does it? Okay, but wait a minute. How much does it cost? And she said, nothing.
Yeah.
Because you put it on the net sheet. So anyway, the next one is we all get there. At some points in our career.
Yeah.
So you got to concentrate on your top five. And then she quoted, this advisor quoted, I've got a little 3x5 card that sits on my desk and I look at it every day. And it's something Floyd said at one of our events. And I'm not in front of it right now, so I'll just kind of paraphrase the way I remember it. But Floyd told us, if you do the things you don't want to do, then you can afford to do the things that you want to do. I love that. So you got to do the things that you don't want to do so you can afford to do the things you do want to do. All right, here's one. Have a start time and an end time.
Oh, yeah.
You got to bracket your start time and end time. So the example given is, you know, if you've got the whole day to clean your house, how long does it take to clean your house? Answer? You don't know. The whole day. It takes the whole day. But if you've got 45 minutes to clean your house and then everyone's going to be at your house, guess what? Your house is going to be clean in 45 minutes and you're going to be panting and sweating, but your house is clean. So give yourself a start time and an end time.
Is that why we never have company?
That's not even true. And set boundaries. You got to set boundaries, your time off boundaries, your start and end time boundaries, and have little mini goals through the day. I get to have breakfast when I get this and this done. Then I'm going to go to lunch and I'm going to, but what do you have to do to get that done? And maybe rest midday.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't just power through to the end of the day. Maybe you have a 2 or 3 hour period of rest. And it might not be sleeping, although it might be, but it can be just a little LFT in the middle of the day.
I think it was in Nice News. I just read an article about 6 time management techniques that will save your life.
Have I covered them
all? And one of them was block out, was start time and end time for your tasks.
Yeah, that's what Floyd invented and Google copied.
Yes, he did. My Ask the Experts question is, I need more business. Okay. So I want to know what you all are spending time, money, and energy on that's paying you back, that gets you a return, generates leads.
Love it.
Okay, here it is. Ready? Social media, and it's free. Yeah, do more of it. Interact more with the people in your book of business. Here's what everybody said, by the way.
Okay.
Refrigerator magnets. If you're going to buy anything, if you're going to spend money on anything, it's refrigerator magnets. Not the little teeny ones, but the big ones with the local sports schedules on it. Postcards, yes. Handwritten notes have the biggest effect of anything you can put in the mail. Work on your reviews. If you're going to spend money on anything to promote your listings, make it professional photography, because buyers are looking at pictures on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
They look at there. Client gifts go a long way. Do benefits, charity benefits.
Oh.
Do trade shows. Client appreciation events pay off. Highlighting local merchants and interacting with local merchants, especially on social media.
Mm-hmm.
We do a newsletter, and the newsletter pays off. I have customized grocery bags made that I'm giving out all the time. I put together a moving day products package.
Oh.
A bag of stuff people need when they move into a house that they don't know they need till they move into a house and look at each other and say, holy blank, we're out of this. We need that. Pens.
Okay.
I have customized pens, and whenever I go anywhere for coffee or anything, I leave 6 pens lying around. Usually when I come back, somebody's signing with one of them. I have customized cell phone charger cords from cars, and jar openers are something people keep forever
in
their kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought, you know, most of those things don't cost very much.
Yeah, right.
But the return you get is kind of out of all proportion. And especially the free ones. That's smart stuff. So if you're looking for leads, if you want to generate some quick business and you've got some extra energy or time and a little bit of money, those are things that are working for our folks right now.
Love it. Have a great week, everyone.